This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
4 minutes after the hour, it's Monday, July 12th. Good morning and welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for being with us here this morning on a Monday morning on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the feast of Saints Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by our spiritual director and Chicago Cubs chaplain, Father Burke Masters, to talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and the virtues and spiritual lessons of our national pastime. A little bit later, Catholic author Emily Geminit will tell us about the feast of Saint Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse, the Little Flower, and their excellent example of holiness in marriage. We'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, all that and much more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. And of course, we start every day and every hour giving thanks to our Lord through the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, when we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, of life, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Matthew 7:21. Our blessed Lord Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ makes it very clear what really counts in the Lord's eyes is our actions, our works, not just our words. We can say that we follow Christ and even believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, but do we do God's will? Do we seek God's will? Saying, Lord, Lord, is just not enough to gain eternal life. We must have a conversion of our heart. Our Lord wants our heart. He wants us to seek to do God's will and then just do it. We seek it and then just do it. We always end it praying, Jesus, I trust in you. Now, let's switch gears and let's talk about our national pastime, baseball, with all eyes on Coors Field in Denver for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, and the Midsummer Classic Tuesday night. Check out some memorable moments from the first half of this season, thanks to MLB Network.
For Fernando, upper deck, 28th home run of the year for Tatis Jr. Padres on the board in the fourth inning.
1-0, and a swing and a fly ball to center and deep. Mullins to the wall, it's gone. A bomb to straightaway center field by Guerrero, number 28 on the season.
The 0-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three called, and that is, after a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, the 1,500th career strikeout for Jacob DeGrom.
Jose tries one, deep to left field. Acastro looks up. You've got to be kidding me. 6-1.
If you love baseball, you've come to the right place. What does baseball have to do with our Catholic faith? We're going to talk about some of the virtues and spiritual life lessons of our national pastime. We got to remember that our Catholic faith is not a spectator sport. We must come down from the stands and get in the game. And now joining us is Father Burkmasters, the Chicago Cubs chaplain, known as the baseball priest, as well as the Secretary for Christian Formation and Director for the Office of Adult Formation for the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. Good morning, Father Burke. Great to be with you once again.
Good morning, John. Always good to be with you.
Father Burke, I hope you enjoyed some of those memorable moments of the first half of this baseball season. I know you're still flying high from your Mississippi State Bulldogs last week.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to those. I play some fantasy baseball with some friends, just for fun. And I keep up with not only the Cubs, but players around the league. And it's been a fun first half. It hasn't been a fun last couple weeks for the Chicago Cubs. We've had a tough road, but hopefully we can turn it around after the All-Star break here.
Absolutely. Before we talk about some of the many virtues and life lessons that we can learn from sports in general, but from baseball specifically, what are some of the impressions of this first half of the MLB season? As we've seen this Japanese phenom known as Shohei Ohtani, hitting bombs, throwing 100 miles an hour, stuff we've never seen before in the game.
Yeah, it's something that we may never see, well, probably won't see in our lifetime. Somebody, if you're not a baseball fan, usually somebody either reaches the major leagues as a pitcher or a hitter, but probably not since somebody like Babe Ruth,
in 19. Yeah.
We have somebody who could do both and do it well. And, he's made the All-Star team both as a pitcher and as a hitter, which is just incredible. And, it's hard to put into words how good that is as somebody who played a little bit of professional baseball. Just to make it as one or the other, but to make it as both is just, as even other baseball players are saying, he's a phenom, he's a freak of nature, something that is just incredible to watch. And he's not just good at both, he's excelling at both, which is, like I say, just great for the game, I think, to bring fans to see a once-in-a-generation, maybe once-in-a-lifetime talent.
And it'll be interesting. It'll be fun tonight to see Shohei Ohtani in the home run derby going up against Pete Alonso of the Mets, the defending champion. I think a lot of folks will be watching that home run derby tonight.
Yeah, they will. I believe, did Alonso win last year, I believe?
Yeah, before COVID, the year before. So he had to wait a year to defend his title.
Yes, it will be interesting to see. And hopefully, there's been a history sometimes where guys participate in the home run derby and then they struggle afterwards. Something happens with their swing or their mindset. So hopefully the guys who participate this year do well in the home run derby and continues on in the season, because as Ohtani's having this historic season, we want to see that continue afterward.
Father Burke, let's talk about our mutual friend Mike Sweeney, himself a five-time American League All-Star. He's been running a baseball camp for a number of years now, and the camp is going to be coming to the Chicago area here in the upcoming weeks. Can you give us a little quick thumbnail about Mike Sweeney's Catholic baseball camp for the young kids?
Sure. Yeah, Mike started these camps several years ago, and when I heard about it, he invited me to one in Seattle several years ago, and I went and I was blown away. I thought, Mike, I'd love to bring this to Chicagoland if possible. And he said, sure, I'll help you. So I think it was 2015 was the first time we had it in the Chicago area. And we're going to be having the next one July 27th and 28th. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday here at Montini High School in Lombard, Illinois. And Mike Sweeney will be there. Trevor Williams, starting pitcher for the Cubs, will be there. two men who are not only, you know, professional all-star caliber major leaguers, but even higher caliber men and Catholics. And so what we do at these camps is we begin with mass, and then we go out on the field and have, you know, drills done, you know, done by local high school, college coaches. So they get very good baseball instruction, but it's also wrapped around our Catholic faith. At lunch, we have usually a couple of the coaches share their faith testimony, and we might even have some videos from current and former Major League players who are encouraging these young people in their faith. And then we go out after lunch, we have adoration, and then we have games. And Mike Sweeney has developed each inning of the game has a special, you know, we have, for example, the silent second inning. So you can't say a word. And what we're learning to do is to curb our tongue. Sometimes we say things that we shouldn't. And so we're learning virtue. He calls it the virtue games. And if you say something in that inning, you have to do 5 push-ups just as a reminder. Okay, this is the inning where we're not speaking. And so, and then after the games, then Mike gathers everybody together. He talks about the beauty of the Blessed Mother. And we pray a decade of the rosary. And then he talks about the beauty of confession. And we have priests on the different positions on the field ready to hear confessions. And the kids go running on the field. They can't wait to go to confession after being encouraged by Mike. And then after Tuesday, what we're going to do is we're going to have a wiffle ball game where, you know, Mike is going to join us. Some of the coaches and parents can participate. We also have, while the kids are on the field in the morning, we have a retreat for the parents where we're talking about what does it mean to be to raise your kids in the faith, and trying to give parents some practical tools that they can use. And so it's a whole family event. And so the kids are like from ages 8 to 12, but we have older kids who are there helping. What we want to do is we want to have people around these good men and they're being evangelized. We've had parents say, you know, I can get a baseball camp anywhere, but I've never seen anything like this where my kids can get good baseball instruction and be evangelized by good holy men. So you can find information. Yeah, go ahead.
I started to say, amen. I know from firsthand experience as a baseball dad, my son, when he was younger, he's now 13, so he's too old for the camp. But when he was little, he loved going to the Mike Sweeney baseball camp. And it was just a beautiful thing to see them praying the rosary, being able to go to confession, starting the day with mass, and then all these guys in their uniforms with their mitts in their hand in front of the Blessed Sacrament on their knees. It was just tremendous experience. Highly recommend anybody who's in the Midwest, anywhere near the Chicago area, CatholicSportsCamps.org, CatholicSportsCamps.org. And of course, Father Burke Masters is there, a big part of this camp.
I will be there. And it made me think, Mike has had, he had a family from Taiwan come to one of these camps.
Wow.
He's also had a couple of families that were non-Catholic that after experiencing the camp became Catholic, the whole families. And so not that that's necessarily why we do it, but what we do it to evangelize and to encourage children and their families to grow closer to Christ and our church, especially through the Eucharist and the sacraments.
Father Burke,
Trevor Williams, which is for the Cubs, just a great man, and he'll be there both days in the mornings. He's got to go to work, actually, in the evening. But he's one of these young guys that I think is following in the footsteps of Mike Sweeney, who just very passionate about Christ and the church. So,
Great stuff. Great stuff, Father Burke. Highly recommended. And, you know, we started talking about the major leaguers, the all-stars, and every single one of those guys has a tremendous amount of natural virtue. We're looking for supernatural virtue. You mentioned, Mike Sweeney having an inning dedicated to virtue. Pope John Paul II talked about sports as a school of virtue, how we all need to become men of virtue. And baseball can teach us many of these virtues. One of the virtues that comes to mind, and I'm sure the Cubs have been learning it in recent weeks, is the virtue of humility. Baseball's a game of failure. You make an out, 7 out of 10 times, and you're in a Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about humility and what we can learn from this kid's game.
Yes, you're right. I once heard someone say there's two types of people in the world. There's people who are humble, and there are those who are about to be humbled. And baseball does that to you. It brought me back to, when I was my senior year in college, where in the regional tournament, I was 14 for 22 and was named MVP of the tournament. And then a week later, we were in Omaha for the College World Series, and I went 1 for 12. And so I went from on top of the world to the bottom. And it does teach you humility. And I love the virtue of humility is so critical. I believe it was St. Bernard of Clairvaux who said, who was asked, what are the three greatest virtues in the faith? And he thought a moment and he said, humility, humility, humility. Because humility literally means to be grounded, to live in the truth of who you are. And I believe the way we grow in humility is, one, to know your gifts and talents. But the second step is more important, is to realize that all of your gifts and talents come from God. And so to know that we're beloved children of God, everything is a gift from God. And so when I learned that as a baseball player, instead of thinking, wow, I'm pretty good after a good game, I would just try to give thanks to God and say, God, thank you for this gift that you've given me, and help me to realize that baseball is just a game, but this game of life is what's most important. It took me a while to learn that lesson, honestly, but baseball was such a conduit for me to learn virtue that now is translated into my spiritual life.
Baseball also can teach you the virtue of discipline. Practice makes perfect. Imagine if we spent as much time perfecting our Catholic faith as ball players spend in batting practice, taking ground balls, catching flies. We need to have that kind of dedication, that kind of discipline to our spiritual life as well.
Exactly. I was watching the Major League Draft last night, which they normally have in June, but they moved it back to kind of connect it with the All-Star game. And, they were talking to these young men and how, especially their work ethic and their discipline and how much time they spent on this. And again, it brought me back. I lived and ate and drank baseball. And when I look back on it, I thought it did teach me that great virtue of discipline that now as a priest, but more fundamentally as a disciple of Christ, we spend time on the things that are most important to us. And if I would spend 5 hours a day, practicing baseball to be the best I could be, I know I need to have a plan of life. I need to look at my calendar each day and say, okay, where am I going to spend time in prayer, in growing in my relationship with Christ? I don't want to fit prayer into my life because my life gets busy. I need to plan my life around prayer and have that discipline. And it's interesting that disciple and discipline come from the same root word. So sports, if you're a parent and thinking, oh, I don't know if I want my kids to play sports, these virtues can really be developed in sports. We also have to keep it in mind that they are just sports, but they're a means to an end of hopefully becoming a better disciple.
Father Burke, in the minute that we have left, talk a little bit about the virtue of perseverance. So important in our spiritual life. It applies in baseball and other sports as well. It's not over till it's over. You just never quit. You run it out. Every day is a new day.
Yeah. My dad taught me a great lesson. So My freshman year at Mississippi State, I had a game. I'll shorten the story real quick. I was a second baseman, but they put me at third base because our closing pitcher was our third baseman. So I went in to fill in for him. First three balls were hit to me. I made three errors. End up costing us the game in front of 10,000 people, and I wanted to quit. I wanted to say, I'm done with this game. These people hate me. You know, I was from Illinois and went to Mississippi State. I called my dad, and my dad said, stop that thinking. You know, tomorrow's a new day. Dust yourself off. Get back out there, and, you know, it'll be a new day. And what great advice. And it was really, it made me think now, it's much like going to confession, where sometimes we sin and we think, boy, I can't dig myself out of this. There's no way to recover. God doesn't love me. And when we go to confession, God pours his grace on us. He says, dust yourself off, get back out there. What's past is past. Let's start over. And so I end up having, you know, a good career in college. And I almost gave it up because I wanted to just throw in the towel.
Well, Father,
the same is true in life.
Absolutely. I started to say, thanks for not throwing in the towel. Thanks for answering the call to the priesthood so that you could be with us here on Morning Air. Thank you so much, Father Burke, as always.
Always good talking to you, John. And as we both love the game of baseball, but more importantly, how it leads us closer to the Lord.
Absolutely. As Mike Sweeney would say, JC, number one, Jesus Christ, has to be our top priority. Father Burke Masters, Cubs Catholic chaplain and director for the Office of Adult Formation for the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. Coming up after a short time out, Catholic author Emily Jaminet will tell us about the feast of Saints Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse the Little Flower, and their example of holiness in marriage. Do stay with us as Morning Air continues. There's much more to come here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.